Thank you very much, and I'm extremely pleased to be here. There's only one major topic of conversation in Sacramento these days, and that's the budget. Of course, technically, we have a budget, and so we just don't have a balanced budget. And so people will be paid as long as there's money to pay. I've heard that the differences in the in what people want could be solved in as little as 2 days or 2 months. It's fairly close, but not close enough. And so it's just extremely hard to predict exactly what's going on. You know about the three furlough days now. There are more across-the-board cuts in the wings, people prepared to actually do more of that. Possibly even more furlough days into the fall if this really hangs on for a long time. So it's very serious. It's very it's very difficult for everyone. But I've been surprised at how people are just doing their best given what they have to work with. But I just want to give everyone a heads up, and I'm doing this with all the boards that I talk with, that everything is on the table, everything, structure. I just have been up before the Rules Committee and have been held over for a week like Monica. And structure, you know, they're asking about efficiencies and structure and certainly operations activities as well. So I can only say that it's just uncertain. And so, you know, everyone should keep doing their work and moving forward, but just prepare to be flexible. And I think Mr. Jeffries, you said this morning that you're very flexible. Well, you'll be asked to continue to be very flexible. Thank you. We are, at the State Board, there are several things that are coming up that affect this region as well as other parts of the state. Our once-through cooling policy is out on our website now for comment. It for those of you who have power plants in your area, the policy was developed in a somewhat unique way. A lot of people were worried that the State Board would act on a policy and would threaten the electrical grid. So what Jonathan Bishop from our office did is pull together people from the electricity industry, from the agencies that handle the grid, ISO and the CPUC and others, the CEC, and they helped develop an approach that will make sure the grid is not threatened, while the board focused and board staff focused on protecting the ocean biota from the entrainment impingement. And so it's essentially a jointly developed approach that we took great pains to make sure we could honestly and safely say that the grid will not be threatened, but there will be changes in once-through cooling. So it is out for comment now. There, we are getting comments back. I'm sure we will, but not that particular criticism that might have been put forward isn't true, and so you should know that. And if you want more information because you happen to have something in your area, just let Roger know, and he can let us know, and we can talk with you. We've adopted a statewide irrigation permit for using recycled water. We did that last Tuesday, and so this is a one-stop shopping for getting both the Department of Public Health and the Water Board's approval for irrigation with recycled water. And so that is now out, and it can be applied for online. We don't expect a lot of use of the online permit at the beginning, which is in a way good because then we'll do some testing. But it's there, and so we think it will grow in use. The your request for funding for Phase 2 LID activities will be at our next board meeting, and Roger has been briefing all the board on what it's all about, and so I'm cautiously optimistic that that will be fine. The Cal-Am order is, I can't talk about it, but it should be out fairly soon, so that just a heads up. And finally, October 26 and 27 is the WQCC meeting. All of you should put this on your calendar. We're going to be meeting in Sacramento and at the Cal EPA building. The emphasis will be on enforcement, sustainability, funding, budgets, and EPA will be there. So I think it'll be an interesting two-day meeting, and I hope all of you can be there. And if you have any questions, please feel free to ask me or call me.
Dr. Hunter.
Thank you. And thank you for helping us to understand the picture from Sacramento, since you are there, and we count on you to help us understand the big challenge that everyone is facing right now. One of the issues that I'm aware of, and I hadn't had a chance to mention it to you, but last year we had a chance to speak with Geeta Kapahi, and one of the ideas that I asked her to keep on her list for us was to help us resume in some fashion having our meetings either web-based, available on the web, or restore the video taping that we had, which was which allowed us to then air our meetings on public affairs programming locally. And I hadn't heard an update on that, and I recognize that it's probably not a very high priority in terms of adding staff time and costs of, you know, continuing to build this system. But at that point, she told me that we were in line, like all of the regions, to eventually be web-based so that folks could access our meeting. And this links back into efficiencies, and I'm anticipating that it's going to be harder and harder for the agencies that we work closely with, counties as well as state agencies, to participate in our meetings. And often it's very essential for them to be able to comment on aspects of programs, enforcement actions, et cetera. And so having online access and linking to each other regionally and across the state is going to be, I think, more and more important. So I would ask you to take that back.
Thank you.
Put it on your list and help us get higher up on the list for getting that web-based support that we need.
Okay, I will definitely do that. I don't know the status, but I will definitely do that.
Thank you.
I think the most recent plan on that was to pilot that in the Central Valley region.
Ah, okay.
With a different system. We have some video conferencing available, but that's different than web-based broadcasting of board meetings and that sort of thing. So they were going to pilot a program in the Central Valley region.
I'll check on that. I know at the WQCC meeting they're going to have all the databases that are now out for the public, and there are some new ones coming online that are very user-friendly, and they answer questions like, is my water safe to drink? Can I swim in my lake? And so you can go in and find a map and plug in your lake or your stream or your beach and see that they have ASBSs on the areas of special biological significant on the web now. So this should be part of that. Yes, sir.
Thank you. I had a brief follow-up comment for you. I'm pleased that the state board will be considering our request for the expansion of the low-impact design organization we have. And I think this has great statewide significance, though it's a program coming out here. And if I had time, I'd be working with League of California Cities. I've worked with them on similar issues. And my experience has been this has been such a win-win proposition for municipalities struggling with stormwater issues and planning, that this has been an opportunity where we really are working together. And this program is really brought folks together in this important area. So I would hope you could carry back to the state board. This is, I think, very important to all cities throughout California and all municipalities, and will have great statewide benefit from what I've seen on the impact in our region. So thank you for carrying that forward.
Thank you. I appreciate that, and it will be important that it, not necessarily for this particular request, but that the League of Cities get engaged and spread the lessons learned throughout the state.
Thank you.
Just a little bit of follow-up on that subject. I was going to talk about that cleanup and abatement account request later. It's not on the agenda today, but there is a tie-in with item 14, which has to do with funding. Mm-hmm. So I was going to mention that at that time. So you'll hear a little bit more about that later today. And then, Fran, you said you couldn't talk about Cal-Am, but you were really brief. And so for the benefit of our newest benefit of our newest member, I thought I'd at least say that the issue is a water rights issue,
right,
with allegations that Cal-Am has overdrafted the Carmel Basin. The state board staff issued a draft cease and desist order, and that's what's before the state board. And since it is an enforcement action with their separation of functions, that's why Fran can't talk about it. But that's what the issue is.
But it is a heads up. Just be alert. And you'll know, of course, the minute it's public. And so you should let the board know, because I'm sure it's going to be discussed.
And then one other follow-up, you mentioned the once-through cooling water policy. And, of course, we have three power plants that use once-through cooling water in our region. Two of them are actually unique and are called out as unique in the policy because one is nuclear and the other, that's Diablo Canyon, the other is a repowered combined cycle power plant at Moss Landing. And those in the draft policy, there are special dispensations for those, for both those situations. But we'll be commenting on the once-through policy. I think Harvey's provided some draft comments already internally that we'll be working on.
Okay.
So we'll get those into the staff.
Good, because we're going to be acting on this pretty quickly. So,
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
May I just clarify one point on the Carmel River? Actually, State Board did issue a cease and desist order in 1995. So Order 9510 stands, and I think the issue is reviewing the implementation of 9510.
Well, it's escalated enforcement action is what's proposed.
Yeah, right.